Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Every Thursday afternoon, the Home Squad are here to answer all of your home renovation questions. But this week, we're actually bringing your home on the road, literally, because we're talking about camper van conversions. Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, is with me today. And also on the panel is Colin Baker from Deck Wells Expert Hardware in Dublin. Well, you're kind of a sort of a techie expert as well, Colin.
Bit of everything. Yeah. I have a couple of hats, you know that.
Thanks a million, as always, for joining us on the programme. But what we're asking listeners to get in touch about today, if you fancy now, look, summer's good, weather's incredible the past couple of days, I would love a camper van. I don't want to fork out the money to buy one, so I want to try and convert one myself at home. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have queries for Jenny or Colin today. This is something though, Jenny, you did this. You were showing me pictures. I mean, you actually converted this van into a full-on camper van. It looks fantastic.
And I had so many constraints. So anyone, if you're listening, and you don't have enough space for a huge camper van, I am your woman. Come to me. I have all the tips because I live in a tiny house. It's on a tiny street. I don't have parking. So I couldn't get a second vehicle that was a camper van. I had to, you know, pick something that was going to work as my primary vehicle. And it couldn't be big because nothing in my area can be big. My house is tiny. So I was looking for ages for a small van that I could convert, that I could put everything into what I needed. There's a lot of thought went into it. And now I have it and I love it.
So this is your car. And your camper van.
It's my car.
It's the one thing. So what did you buy?
I bought a Nissan Serena. So this is the first thing, is looking for the right car if you want something that you can drive around in as well. My previous car was a Volkswagen Passat, and I needed something that wasn't going to be much bigger or longer or wider than that. And I found a Nissan Serena. It's an import, a Japanese import. There's a couple of cars out there. There's a Honda, very, very similar, that has a very similar body. But basically, what you're looking for is something like, you know, those multi-cab or multi-seat.
Well, this cabs. Is a people car. Like, this is
it's
like
a carrier.
It's a minibus, I'd call it.
It's a seven-seater. So you're looking like a seven-seater minibus. Something
you
like
might
that.
Get into a camper van.
Turn it into a camper van.
There's no toilet in there.
There's
I'm
absolutely
sure.
no toilet. The number one question I always get.
What about the kitchen?
We'll go to it.
Can you even cook? Can you cook?
So, where do you see the pictures of this? They're fantastic.
Really? I haven't seen it yet.
You'll have to see the photographs till you see it. But this, you decked this fully out. So what did you do with it?
Yeah. So this, now when I say me, right, this was done by a crowd called Pathfinders up in County Leitrim. They were brilliant. They took on the challenge and they were fantastic to work with. So what we did was we took out all the seats at the back. And I'll say, when you're looking, if you're looking for a van that you want to do up yourself, or, you know, get someone to do up, look for something that has a flat floor. So you don't want there to be too many kind of, you know, wheel bases or things like that coming into it. As flat a floor as possible will really help you to insert everything you want in the back. What you do then is you take out all the seats in the back, and what was put in its place was what's called a rock and roll bed. This is a long kind of bench seat. Mm. It has to be affixed to the chassis if you want to be carrying passengers in it as your main car, because, you know, it needs to get past NCT and, revenue tax and all that. And it has to have safety points for putting in the seat belts. But when it folds down flat, which it does very easily, the back of it is memory foam. So you've got your nice comfy mattress. So, you know, anywhere you find yourself, you just pull a lever, you pull out your bed and off you go to bed. And then installed a very narrow little kitchen along the side of that bed. So it has a very, very narrow little sink, very efficient little thing. It has a small little stove that runs off a little gas canister. There's loads of storage in there. And there's a shower. In it.
What?
Wow. No toilet.
I don't see the shower.
No
in there.
Toilet.
Go on, have a shower in it.
But there is a shower. So what?
Outside.
Kind of. So there's a tank that's inserted into the boot of the car. Now, it doesn't heat up, although you can get a heating element for these things if you're precious, right? I find half the time you're getting
nice
out of the Atlantic Ocean. You don't really care.
We all love them.
But it has a shower head with a pump on the end of it that plugs into the little 12-volt cigarette lighter, which I have installed in the boot of the car. And you rinse off and you have a lovely shower.
You've gone very smart. I like the sound of that. And it's really small. I don't know. How many people will you squeeze in? Two, I'm guessing.
You'd comfortably fit yourself and a partner.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't
want to
be,
to love them,
you know,
a lot.
You want to really love your partner.
You're sleeping close to them.
I have gone camping
some distant friends. Maybe not.
So I have, this is a really good question, because I have gone camping with a friend and we're, you know, good friends, but not that good friends. So I bought an awning that attaches. It's called a drive-away awning. The one I have is Van Gogh, and it's one of these air inflatable awnings, so it's not too hard to put up. And this kind of ties onto the side of the car, so it's almost attached to the side, and it's basically like a tent. So with something so small, you don't have a living space. So buying something like a driveway awning, or even just an extra tent,
that'll
where
help.
You can throw in a blow up bed, yeah. that gives you a whole suite of extra living space,
yeah.
which you need, because even on the most fun camping holidays, there's a few hours left over in the day.
It's
where
also
you just
a fair weather
chilling.
Pursuit for the most part.
yeah,
you know,
oh, I'm, not a, gonna go I'm, with that I'm a good weather camper. I've yes, discovered yeah, that yeah, yeah, from yeah, my yeah. experience.
It's like sea swimming. I don't do that. I don't do the Christmas thing.
Well, you've inspired people. You don't have a camper van though, Colin.
I do.
Oh, you apologies.
I do, but
apologies.
I went the other way. I went massive. I went American.
You're meet the Fockers.
I have. Well, it's not quite that big. That was cool though.
I know.
You already had
Amazing.
The secret office under the seats. I'd have always wanted one of those, but that's just a little bit big. For. Do you ever notice that American RVs like that,
they're unbelievable.
There's no way would they fit on Irish
I know.
Roads. Not even on the
so
N11.
So what do you have?
I have a Sprinter. I converted it myself. So
Go
I
on.
Bought a 2014 Mercedes Sprinter long wheelbase. And it wasn't, there's a lot of great resources online. I tell you what, if you're vaguely handy and you can saw up bits of timber, follow instructions on YouTube or in a guide quite well. I actually bought a book, the old fashioned paper and ink book called The Van Conversion Guide. It was about 20 odd quid from one of these crazy, I think he's American, but he's been living in a van since he was 3 or something. And he's just built like 100 of them.
Yeah. And so that helped you to convert it?
It very much did. It wasn't the parts that were difficult and more expensive than I anticipated. Like there was a couple of mistakes I made that I had to go back. I'd set 3 rules if you're thinking about
yeah,
building
go on.
One yourself. One, if you do have the space, go for something a bit bigger. Because the first one I had was a small little Nissan Navara, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was quite
okay.
small.
It's about
no
the size
toilet.
Of mine, so get space
it
if
just,
you can.
It wasn't a lot of space in it. And I don't have a lot of friends that I'm very, very, very close to, like you do.
Body-touching
so,
friends.
So I wanted a bit more room. And I wanted a toilet on board. And do you know what I also wanted was a discreet sleeper van. So a van that didn't look like a camper
stealth van.
A stealth van. Because a lot of people, for whatever reason, don't like the idea of you pulling up outside their house in
yeah,
your camper van
yeah,
and
yeah.
resting up for the night.
Okay.
Now, I wouldn't be doing that.
Well, let's get to some of the listener questions,
yeah.
Colin. I might try and come back to that if I can, because you're both inspiring people today. Jonathan's wondering about what's the deal with revenue when you change from a van to a camper van on the logbook. How do they calculate the VRT and the change?
And insurance.
Yeah, insurance.
I don't know if you
one.
Struggled with that.
Hugely.
I did.
Yeah.
So what about
Hugely.
The VRT? What do they do in that?
So you have to send away, there's a whole bunch of criteria. If you look on the revenue website, they will list it out for you, and I don't want to give the specifics because in case something changes, they have a list of criteria that you have to follow and send into revenue, right? So there are things like, for example, you have to have a stove installed, you have to have sufficient space, storage space even, you know, things as minute as that. So I would say before you undertake your conversion, look on the revenue website, download the checklist and make sure that you're hitting all of those points, and then it will be converted to
requirement.
CRT.
And ring the insurance company. I struggled for about 3 months to get insurance on it.
Yeah.
And even at that, and I have a friend in an insurance brokerage and he helped me out with it, but even at that, myself, I had to name other drivers. So I can't lend it to a friend unless I get him onto the policy or her onto the policy.
Okay.
And even that's tricky. So they're very particular, especially in the last 2 or 3
yeah,
years.
Check
on
all of that out.
Yeah. Now, the tax is lower, so it's worth it. It is lower, and
even if you're using it as your primary car,
yeah, it is lower,
right?
Yeah, because they switch
VRT. It's under
exactly.
VRT okay. rather than NCT.
So it's a worthwhile endeavor.
How important is insulating the van? Would
huge,
you be okay
huge.
With just a decent
okay.
duvet?
Three rules. Okay, I have these 3 rules made up myself. Movement. This thing moves, so things will rattle and break. If you're self-building, you're not building a shed out the back garden. You're building something that's going to rattle over Irish roads. So you've really got to think about rigidity and flexibility.
Okay.
So when I built mine, for example, I used silicon, Tech 7, rubber seals. I used materials that allowed the frame I built to flex and move
okay.
inside the body of the van. Secondly, insulation. I used lamb's wool. Insulation isn't just for, it's keeping out the warmth in the summer so that your metal box of a van doesn't overheat
right.
and keeping out the cold
what
in the winter.
What did you use on insulation?
Now, this is an important one. If you're doing up your own van, if you buy a passenger vehicle, it's already insulated. If you buy a commercial vehicle, like
yeah,
for example,
point.
A Sprinter,
yeah.
it
point.
Isn't.
Yeah.
So that's one to bear
that's
in mind.
Why,
so
yeah,
I did not
point.
Have to add insulation.
Okay, just to fly through these. I once spent 2 weeks in an Airstream camper van
oh,
in America.
Yes.
Are they available in Europe? I've never seen
They're Jove's too big.
Is this the Meet the Fockers?
You can't get them, and they're only left-hand drive, I think.
No, these are the retro silver. Yeah. They look like a bullet. They're like the gorgeous. Very retro futuristic.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you can't buy, not in Ireland anyway, the camper van. Did look into this because I love them. You can buy the trailer, though. You can find secondhand the trailer. Okay. So if you're open to that and you have a tow bar, you could do that.
I've looked into this a few times. This is obviously converting a camper van, and I'd love one. I'm kind of handy. But not amazing. What would be a good starting point? Should I buy the van already converted that just needs to be updated? Or should I buy an empty van and start from scratch?
Do you know what? Get onto the forums. Get that van conversion guide. Google it. You'll find it.
I don't know. I think if somebody is openly admitting that they're kind of handy but not amazing.
But that's very, very, very subjective. Like lots of people say they're kind of handy but they live down in Roscommon and they build a house for you in 3 weeks.
My mother did this now. My mother is handy. She'd paint her own house.
She built it herself?
But she bought one that was halfway done and then she got it. She decided what she wanted done to it to get it finished to her own specifications and brought it down to a fabulous place down in Limerick called Kudo Campers. They're amazing. And they finish it off for her. So I think that's probably the good route to go for your first van.
Start it yourself a bit.
Yeah, and unless you have extensive experience camping, it's very hard to know what you're going to want until you've done it a few times.
I think, yes, I did do a lot of research beforehand and I talked to a lot of people.
You mentioned?
Van conversion guide.
You just get it as
Okay. It's somewhere, I can't remember where I got it, but it was online and it was about 25 quid. And of all the resources online,
that was the best.
That was about the most. And also you can have it out while you're doing your work.
Paul is wondering how much extra was Jenny's insurance when she told them she converted her Serena to a camper?
Good question. So first of all, it's cheaper because I had to switch insurance, right? So my original primary driving insurance was under, I think it was RSA at the time. So once the revenue logbook had been converted, I got in touch with them. They honoured it for the remaining, it was only a few weeks left in the coverage. But then actually I switched to a full camper insurance, which was a good bit cheaper, but it was hard to find. So a number of the specialist insurance companies, Dahlman, etc., they have a requirement that there needs to be 6 feet of standing room inside the van, which most vans will have, but mine didn't. Yeah. So I finally got coverage from Richardson's, I think LHK Richardson's. They were fabulous to deal with. Really, really good.
Recommend that. I'm guessing the smartest idea is to convert a camper van without a bathroom or shower and just park in places that have facilities.
Yeah.
Or how hard is to put in the plumbing?
Hard enough to find the places. We're not massively I found a lovely spot in Greystones.
You can
there
buy
the
portable toilets very easily.
Yes.
They're
we have a cartridge one on ours.
And they're cartridges. And you don't have to install them necessarily. It's something that you could carry around in the back. And you know, you see people pushing them, for example, in ottomans or something like that. So they're kind of double
boats
up as a
bench. Caravans, and they do the job.
And they're very well designed. They
don't need big plumbing then.
You don't want to do a number two, and it's a little smelly. So I would certainly be cautious. Like, we would rather not use the toilet on them. In fact, I think we've used it 3 times in an emergency. It is really just there when you're really stuck and there's nowhere else and there's a girl on board.
What's your thoughts?
Well, I don't want to give too much away on daytime radio.
Okay, there's a watershed. Yeah, we'll wait till later.
But there's a few things you can do. So you can buy those portable cartridge toilets. They have a gel in them and they're excellent, especially for your number ones. So in an emergency, they're really small. They pack away. They're fantastic. The second thing you can buy, if that is too much space taking up in your tiny van, is packets. These packets that have these gel crystals in them, you can use them privately. Mm. The gel expands, it soaks up everything, and then you dispose of them in.
We are going to have to bring you back another. We talked about camper vans and camping holidays here in the show before because I borrowed a camper van for a weekend. There's huge interest in it. Like, people love the idea of it. And even from the messages coming in today, like, there's a lot of people with queries about buying.
I will say, just precautionarily, there is a tendency to fantasize and romanticize these things. I bought a VW camper van, a late 70s one, one of the original bugs, and it broke my heart. It cost me a fortune. It cost me a fortune to rescue every time it broke down.
Right.
It cost me all the time in the world to take the engine apart to fix it. And you know what? You've got to think practically as well.
Yeah.
That's why I went with the Sprinter, because they're a good, reliable, it was 2014, diesel, reasonably economical, nice and tough. You know, they're driving them around for 300,000
kilometres. We're going to have to put these pictures of both of your camper vans up on Instagram today. I'm going to have to bring you back for more on this another day, though. Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, and Colin Baker from Deckwell's Expert Hardware. Thanks a million.
Thank you
both for joining us on the programme.
Absolutely.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.